All right, before we jump in, I just want to address the Nick in the room.
I was going to say, Marissa.
I was like, it's starting to happen and it's not. I can't let this come out of my mouth. Some of you guys may be new to our show, and maybe it's people that we know personally who are now big fans of Focus on This. And you might be going, well, who's this other voice in the room? And it is not God. It is no. Nick, who is our producer, and he is amazing. And if you know, he is now COVID-free. And that's right. He is who makes us sound amazing. If you only knew the amount, probably, that he's editing out.
From Marissa, because I clearly kill it and crush it every single time.
Anyways, we just wanted to make sure you know who the other person is in the room.
Yeah, my job is to make them sound as smart as possible, which is very easy, of course, because they're brilliant. And I'm here just to sort of shepherd everybody through the show. So
yes,
don't panic if a voice pops in.
You do a fantastic job. So Nick, thank you for everything you've done for us, and keep doing it.
Yes. Well,
thank you.
So today on Focus on This, we are going to be talking about community as it relates to goal achievement, because I think that this is a really key point to being successful with your goals.
100%.
And I feel like it's overlooked. And we have a little acronym that may or may not be the worst acronym. It's better than our first acronym.
Yes. I mean, it took us a long time to figure out this acronym.
It's harder than you think.
I'm not sure why we didn't put in ChatGPT to
work it out. Honestly, that would have been smart.
Yeah, we were just brainstorming.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market, 5 Impactful Lessons from a 7-Figure Coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
Welcome to another episode of Focus on This, the most productive podcast on the internet, so you can banish distractions, get the right stuff done, and finally start loving Mondays. I'm Marissa Hyatt, here with Ken Freire.
Hey, what's up, girl?
How's it going? Nick?
Oh, it's been a fantastic week. We just came back from fall break.
Yes.
And I took my kids to Chattanooga.
Yes. Chatty. Yep. My old stomping grounds.
Yeah, your old stomping grounds. Now I know why it's your old stomping grounds.
Don't start with me.
It was fantastic. We went hiking. We went to the aquarium.
Yes.
We did a lot of things.
What did you think? Did you pet the stingrays?
I pet the stingrays, yes.
Okay. I one time had my nieces come visit me when they were little. I lived there for 2 years in college, and I took them, and my one niece, who was, I think, 5 at the time, fell in because she was bending over so far trying to pet the stingrays that she fell in, and I literally had to pull her feet out and get her out of the tank with the stingrays.
Oh, my gosh.
I have pictures. She was soaked for the rest of the time. She was terrified.
I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah. And that water's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was pretty great.
You guys didn't have extra clothes for her or like change her? You're like, suck it up.
No. Yeah. We just went through. So you just weren't chatty. Y'all did hiking.
Hiking, aquarium, eat a lot of junk food, which my body is still recovering from. Yeah. And now, and then we went camping with some people from our church the night before. Then we had birthday parties. Then we had like fall festivals.
Sounds incredibly relaxing.
It was the most. I think I texted you guys like, I am exhausted.
Yeah. Need a vacation from my vacation.
Yeah. So, and then on Monday, that's when I think my body crashed and I was like, I need a rest. Yeah. I think I texted you. I was like, I'm done for the day. I'm out.
It happens. Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. How was your week?
Sounds like a blast. It was great. Not chaotic at all. It was very relaxing. Went down to Florida to 30A.
That's the hot spot for
Nashville
people.
We've been going there for 20 years or so. And I went with my sister Megan's family. We had a blast. I got a lot of snuggles from my littlest niece, and it was chill. It was really easy. So
that's awesome.
It was great. I did not need a vacation from my vacation when I came back. So.
I'm going to need one.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll work on that.
We do offer a vacation optimizer on fullfocus.co/vacation. Should you need help, Ken, planning your next vacation and feeling rested?
Look at that plug. You. That was that's good, Nick.
About. He is. I think that's right.
That is. I'm pretty sure. If not, we'll get him to make it.
There it is. Before the episode. Right.
All right. So today we have four benefits of working on your goals with a community.
Yes.
And we have an acronym that is supposedly a military term. I don't know what this means. I only know it from cooking meat, which is to sear. Yes. S-E-A-R. Our first benefit of working with community for your goals is shared experiences. And I think that this is really overlooked. You know, it's easy to think, okay, I'm going to just do this goal on my own and work towards it by myself and, you know, hit the ground running. But you're missing out on shared experiences. And so you can do this, whether it's with your spouse. That's, great way to work on a goal together, whether it's, something that, a financial goal that you're working towards or a hobby. My parents actually were just telling me that they golf together. And they just started, they got some membership to like an indoor golf, what are they called? Like simulators,
Like a virtual.
Yeah, it's like a virtual thing. And
Meta would be pleased.
The reason that they're doing that is because we're obviously going into colder, months. And, but it's, I don't know if it's officially a goal, but it's something that they can do together and have that shared experience. And I think that is such a huge benefit. I love doing this if I'm doing any kind of like health kind of related goal, doing it together. So you can have those, like the ups and the downs and the days where you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do this anymore. And then you have you bond. And it's the best.
Oh, and I think that's the key. It's that bonding aspect. I don't know if you guys have ever been in this situation that you might have friends that you don't have a lot of shared experiences with, but you guys maybe have grown up together. And every time you get together, you're talking about stuff and you're just like, what else do we talk about? Yeah. Like, what else is there? But when you have shared experiences together, you always go back to those. Like,
always.
Oh, do you remember when we did this challenge? Or do you remember when we did this, trip together?
Yeah.
I have a close friend, you know him, Dan. We went on a cruise together, as a couple. And that's something we talk about regularly. Like, oh, we need to go back on another cruise together as a couple because it was so much fun.
It really deepens your relationship, your appreciation for each other. And I feel like when it comes to goals, it is so important. You know, it's like you now have something that you guys have accomplished. You've gone through the hard stuff. We know, obviously, trying to get to your goals is not like an easy thing. It shouldn't be easy. If it is, level up because it's not supposed to be easy. And when you've gone through the hard stuff together, I mean, it really, whether it's your spouse, your friend, I don't know, whoever else in your life, coworkers. I mean, this is so true with work related goals. You know, you're pushing for something really hard and you get to the other side and it's like, man, we went through that together.
Yeah.
You know, and it really strengthens not only your bond together, but then I feel like it increases your chances of success when you have those shared experiences. Yeah.
So the first benefit to community is shared experiences, which actually leads to the second one, which is encouragement.
Yes.
That while you're going through those shared experiences, sometimes there are going to be those ups and downs and you just need some good uplifting encouragement.
Yeah.
Not giving each other a hard time.
Right.
Which I may have a proclivity to do.
Definitely.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. It's my love language.
Yeah.
but like genuine encouragement when people are like, if they're down, like you lift them up.
Yep.
And when they're doing well, you're like their champion. Yes. You're like their cheerleader. I run a program here for Full Focus called the Double Win Collective. And I told them, like, I want to be your biggest champion.
Yeah.
And some of them, they just need that in person who's like, I see what you did and I'm proud of you.
Well, I think that this is so, I don't know, this to me just like gets me excited about accomplishing goals together inside of a community. I have a text thread with my mom and my sister. We've been doing the same workout program for the last 4 weeks. And there's so many days, whether my sister Madeline, she's got a 1.5-year-old. And so there's days where she's just like, I don't know that I can do this, you know, whatever. And we're like, you've got this, like you can do it, you know, like give him something to play with and get at it. And there's just something about knowing that you have people in your corner and you're like, okay, it gives you a sense of confidence that I can do this. I can work through the hard stuff. I can make it happen when I feel like I don't want to go anymore. Somebody over there is cheering me on. It's like, okay, that's what I needed to have that, you know, other push to get to the goal.
Yeah, I love it. I have had a group of friends that we've been together now for probably 15 years that we're in group text all the time and just pushing each other. And like, sometimes we're like, hey, we're going to do this challenge. Sometimes a lot of the times it's workout stuff.
Yeah.
Or we're like, hey, we're going to focus on our marriage or our parenting. And every 18 months we get together.
Yeah.
And do an event. That's and so we fun. Have a shared experience. This year, I think we're going snowmobiling.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. I almost died the
you
last time.
You love the cold weather.
So. Oh yeah. I love it. I love it. I almost died the last time and it's going to be great. So.
Well, I feel like one of the best ways that you can get encouragement if you are kind of trying to think through like where could I just want to encourage you guys who are listening, go to our Full Focus Planner community and share a goal that you're working on or share if you're struggling with something and you need some encouragement to help you push farther in that goal. Go there. You just go to Facebook and search Full Focus Planner community and we'll pop up. There's 31,000 people in that group, I think, and they are all so encouraging. It is so much fun to go into that group and see what people are accomplishing and see the other people chiming in. And I don't know, it's the best.
Yeah. First two benefits are shared experience, encouragement. What's the third benefit, Marissa?
Accountability. Ooh. And this is maybe one of my favorite reasons to do, you know, achieve your goals within a sense of community, because without it, it is so easy like let yourself off the hook. You're like, well, whatever.
I am the master at letting myself off the hook.
Yeah. I feel like we all are. I mean, it's like our brain is wired to, you know, keep us comfortable and safe and just have an easy time. And that is why I think community is so critical when you're trying to go after a big goal or a big dream. Because those are the people that when you're like, well, you know, today just was crazy, whatever. They're going to say, you committed to this, so it's time to follow through.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know. And I feel like accountability is overlooked, you know, or people are like, I don't want accountability, you know, because they know what it's going to mean. It's going to make you do it.
Yeah.
But it is so important.
Yeah. And one important thing about accountability is not just checking in, but there should be some consequences or praise that is happening if you are not doing the thing you're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
Right? Like I have friends who keep me accountable on certain things and they know when I mess up, I'm like, oh man, I'm going to hear it. Right? Like, or they're going to push me to like get it done.
Yeah.
So for example, I remember we're doing a workout challenge with that group of friends that I was just telling you about. And some of them were doing 75 hard. I was like, I'm not going to do it. I don't got time for that. But I remember doing it and doing something similar. And my friend, when I didn't do it, he's like, you need to stop what you're doing right now and work out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm at work. He's like, I'm your boss. Go do it.
That's awesome.
He was my boss at the time. So I was like, I'm like, okay, fine. You know, like,
that's great.
But just that challenge, like keep pushing yourself and don't give yourself excuses and them not letting those excuses bring you off the hook. Yes. Right. It's just like, okay, totally. I heard your excuse. Shut it. Go for
it. Well, it's just like, you know, like for me, I've got this text thread with my mom and sister and we always text each other like a, you know, hey, I did this workout, or we'll send them a, you know, a selfie after the workout. We're all gross and sweaty and we're like, oh, we did it, you know? And if somebody doesn't, I mean, it's like we're texting going, hey, did you do it? Did you do it? And having that push, it's like those days when, I mean, this happened yesterday where I got home later than I normally do. It was like, I don't know, 5:15. And I do not like to work out that late. Like that is pushing my limits for sure. But I got a text and I was like, all right, I've got to do this. Like, I don't want to do this. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't do it. But having that sense of accountability helped me go, just go put on your workout clothes and just do it. You're going to feel so much better when it's over and it's done. And I did. And I was so grateful after
that
I had that.
That's awesome. All right. So we got shared experiences, encouragement, accountability.
Wait, I think Nick was going to say something.
And Nick is stepping in.
Well, I'm the fours out there who are me.
and the other stuff, you guys really painted a picture of accountability that was very scary.
Scary?
About, like you better
whip
do
you
this.
Into shape.
Yeah, it really was. It felt very scary. And if that's, I just want to say, I guess, if that's the style that it works for you two, that is great. And that's what you need to get it done. That's great. But I think there's other ways that you can be accountable to each other that is like in a,
yes,
in a supportive, like, you can do this. And like, well, hey, man, and I got
totally.
You. Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how it is. You know, I mean, there's a sense of like, I'm not going to let you off the hook, but it doesn't have to be like I'm bringing down the hammer either. You know, like
Ken is.
I mean, oh, well, for sure. Obviously.
I'm going to bring down the hammer all the time.
Definitely. There's no question. No question. No, but I do think that that's important, that it doesn't have to be like, you don't have to be a jerk about it, but you can be like, hey, you know,
I should change my style.
You committed to this and it's time to go do the
Never
thing.
Change.
Or, you know, like, you got this. You can make it happen, you know. Yeah. Definitely.
No, and I would just say it's couched with the encouragement aspect, right? So you have accountability, you have encouragement. Like, you need both, right? Yeah. Sometimes you need the tough love, but lots of times it's the encouragement. It's right. The champion. It's like, hey, we got this. We can do this, right? This morning, did you do it? Great. Fantastic, right? Like, that's huge for the community aspect. So
definitely.
Great catch, Nick.
Yes.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.
All right, so we have shared experiences, encouragement, accountability, and what is the final one?
Resources.
Ooh.
Share resources together.
Okay.
So what we mean by this, like, say you have a goal, and I'm in a lot of entrepreneur circles, right? Entrepreneurs are trying to achieve their goals, trying to achieve their benchmarks, but lots of times they just need shared resources, right? Yeah. Like, it might be marketing resources. Yep. Like, hey, who are you using for funnels, or who are you using for ad copy, whatever it is, you can share that within a community,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
That's where I have found the biggest benefit to that is making sure that, like, whatever resources you need, you got it. If we go back to working out, right? Like, just sometimes you might need some workout, like a bench or something.
Yes.
I don't know, right?
Right. Like, well, I feel like this is so true. I see this all the time in both of our communities, our Full Focus Planner community and our Double Win Collective. Yep. Where people are crowdsourcing, you know, they're like, hey, I'm working on installing a, I don't know, meditation habit. Like, what is your favorite meditation app to use? Yeah. And they get all kinds of people, you know, chiming in and saying, oh, this one's great. Or, you know, I've tried X, Y, and Z, and, you know, Y is the best one. And I think that that's so helpful, because otherwise, if you're just trying to figure it out on your own, like, you're not going to, I don't know, you're probably not going to get the best answers by yourself. But when you work within a community, whether that is a big community or a really small one where it's just one-to-one and you're working, maybe just like you're both doing, I don't know, 75 hard, like you're saying, you know, you're going to be able to share resources. Like, in that, you would probably be sharing books that you're reading, or, I don't know, motivational stuff that you're listening to that's encouraging you. And that is huge. I feel like especially if you're by yourself trying to achieve something, you're in your own little silo, and it's like, okay, cool. I listened to this great thing. Like, where do I share that?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Or I found this amazing, I don't know, app that's helping me keep track of my debt payments, and I got to share it with somebody.
Yeah.
And so our communities are a great place to do that. And if you just scroll through, you'll see a ton of this stuff happening all the time,
Yeah. And I actually think this is part of the Full Focus culture, right? Yeah. Like, the leadership team, we have a group thread going on, and we're like constantly sharing like all the stuff we're learning or different things. Like, hey, we just read this book. We just did this. Yeah. I'm sharing memes that I just saw.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah, no kidding. Well, I do think it is helpful when you're in a community, when you have a community of people who are committed to their own growth.
Yeah.
Like there's going to be some really awesome resources, books, podcasts, music,
stories,
stores, you name it. Just cool things that those people are finding. And so if you don't have a community and you're looking for a community, again, I just want to encourage you, come to our Full Focus Planner community. It's free. And January, we're going to be officially launching the Double Win Collective.
Ooh.
And that is going to be an amazing community all about people committed to not only their goals, but really achieving the double win, which is winning at work and succeeding at life. So it is like the anti-burnout, anti-hustle. Like we want you to just be winning all around.
Yeah. And right now we have our legacy group or our first group going through it. So if you're interested in it, you could go to fullfocus.co. I don't know even know if we have a link up there, but we'll say fullfocus.co/double win collective.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
We'll make it before this. But you can go there and get on the waiting list for it.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting. I think this is one of the coolest things that we've done.
Yeah, I've been working on it for months. Yeah. So I like
It's Ken's baby.
Yeah, I'm like every other time I'm like thinking about it, or I'm like throwing new ideas at it. So
But the whole thing is that, you know, if you're trying to go after big dreams and big goals and you're really trying to make sure that you have a well-rounded life, it's really hard to figure out how to do that on your own. And so we feel like we have the formula to help you do that. And community is a massive part of that. And the Double Win Collective is really our answer.
Yeah. So. And the reality is that sometimes in order to get to that next level, you need a new community. You need a new group of people that can take you there.
It's so true. Right?
And that doesn't mean you're going to get rid of your old community, right? But like you need people who can help you to see what you're not seeing in your blind spots. And that's what this community is designed for.
Well, and the other thing too, I think if people are struggling going, okay, well, I can see doing a community for like a workout program or something like that. I just want to encourage you, like their Facebook groups are a fantastic way to find community of people who are like-minded, who are going after similar things or have similar interests to you. You know, like for me, you guys know that I love baking sourdough and that is like a huge part of my life. Pretty much every single weekend, that's what I'm doing. And when I was learning how to bake, I was trying to find resources for how to improve that skill and that hobby and stumbled upon a great Facebook group. It's actually a membership program that I subscribe to and they come out with content. But the best part is a community because that is where we can troubleshoot. And people are coming in and going like, my dough is way too sticky. Like, what am I doing wrong? Or my, you know, bread didn't rise this time and I can't figure out what's up, you know, or it's too dense or this. And so then you get the community who they have learned the lessons. There's people that are going to be ahead of you. There's people that are going to be behind you that are coming to you and saying, hey, this is what I figured out in my journey. And here's how I think it can help you. And that is key. So get yourself plugged into some kind of community related to your goals, whether it's Full Focus Planner community, Double Win Collective in January, or any other, you know, Facebook group, text thread, you name it, just get plugged in to community.
100%. And if you're interested in sourdough bread making, reach out to Marissa.
Yeah.
Cause I'm trying to convince her to start her own community of sourdough.
Yeah. I am. I've gotten more requests for it lately. So I'm thinking about doing like a workshop or I don't know what, but
it should be fun.
Yeah.
Go
it'll be a blast. What is your artificial like candy flavor that you hate? You know, you're dipping into a bag and you're like, nope, not going to eat those.
Any sort of like black licorice, like,
okay.
Yeah.
Is a pass.
I feel like a banana, like an artificial banana is a no.
Laffy Taffy's.
Banana Laffy
green
Taffy's.
Green apple. Give me a break.
Green apple is the one that
Or grape. Grape?
Mm-mm. I love grape. I love a watermelon.
Oh, yeah.
Watermelon, cherry, those are the best ones.
Sour Patch watermelons. That's why I'm surprised you were like, eh, you didn't like
Sour Patch watermelons. Yeah, they don't have enough flavor for me.
Sour Patch watermelon, fun fact. At some point in my early 20s, every time I went to Best Buy, I would get Sour Patch watermelon at checkout.
Yeah.
And I now have a Pavlovian respond. Like, if I go to Best Buy, I'm
You're
leaving.
You're just salivating.
Even if I don't buy anything, I am leaving with Sour Patch Watermelon. But I will say, my wife is so upset if she ever has a popcorn Jelly Belly or whatever it's called.
Oh, my nephew, when we were at the beach, and he got those, what are they called? The ones where, like, you have, it looks the same, and one's, like, the normal flavor, and the other one is, like, barf. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And he was trying to get me to play it, and I was like, this is a full stop for me. Like, this will never, ever happen. It's, like, dead fish, dirty socks, barf.
I should play that with my kids.
Oh, my gosh.
It's gonna be awesome. Thank you for that.
Before we wrap up, I just have to share some really exciting news. So this is airing on October 30th, and a week from today, which is November 6th, is the official release of a couple new products. And if you are listening, I want to encourage you to go to the YouTube of this podcast, and you can see, we're going to put up a photo because I don't have them with me, but we have two new planners. Ooh. Which I'm super excited about. So we have one, it is what I'm calling Blush, and it is like a really beautiful soft pink vegan leather. It's very luxurious. And you guys, if you've been around a while, you know that early on in our leather planners, we had printed in sheets that were gorgeous, and we did away with those. This was all about, you know, during COVID, and we were trying to minimize all kinds of stuff with supply chains and all the things. It was a headache. But I'm excited to announce that InSheets are back, and they are a beautiful, like, green, kind of like a seafoamy green floral. And they are beautiful. It's not overly, like, flowery. It's kind of subtle. I don't know. I really love it.
Yeah. So yesterday, they came in, and the whole team was here, and all the ladies picked it up, and we're like, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful.
It's definitely what I'm going to be
using. I felt like we were just like releasing like a bride.
Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. No, it's so beautiful, and I cannot wait for you guys to get your hand on it. And we also have a new linen planner, which is Latte. And it is like a really great, kind of similar to this cup color. It's like a caramely, like a latte color. And it's really, really nice.
Yeah.
So
admit it. Marissa, did you intentionally try to get a planner made that would match your Stanley Cup?
Nick, don't call me out like that.
She needs a planner for every Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
That she has.
I've got to like go through my wardrobe and then be like, what color planner do I need to match my wardrobe and my Stanley Cups? Yeah. That's we'll be releasing in 2024. And then we do have a couple other fun, exciting things that are coming that one of which I am maybe more excited about than anything we've released.
Do I know about this? Because you sound like
I think I have told you about this.
I don't know. You're making it sound like I have no idea what's about to happen.
So if you are currently a Full Focus Planner subscriber, you get to buy this. If you are not a Full Focus Planner subscriber, you will need to become one to get one for free.
I have no idea what you're about to say.
But it is a hat, and it says double win on it, and it is the coolest color. It's like a evergreen color, and it is amazing. I think everybody's going to look good in it. We've never done anything like this. I've been begging the team for it, and it's finally happening. So this is going to be coming out November 6th. We're going to be running all kinds of promotions with it and several other little fun accessory stuff that we've got for pretty much the rest of November. Mm. So Black Friday season is officially starting. We've got some really great deals. And anyway, so get excited. November 6th, look at your email inbox, your text, the Full Focus Planner community, and we'll be announcing all the things. Okay,
important question. Are we going to have some hats to represent during these recordings?
Absolutely.
So then you guys can watch it to see how awesome they'll look.
Exactly.
You can see it from every angle.
Every angle.
Well, how's, like really how's Ken give you look the that way?
Yeah. Vanna White, you know?
I'm like, ah. As we wrap up, here's the quick takeaway for you. Number one, I would say if you don't have a community, find a community.
Yes.
That's super important. And the second thing is I would look at these four things that we mentioned, shared experiences, encouragement, accountability, and resources, and ask yourself, which one of these things do you think would be great to add to your community?
Yes.
Right? And start talking to them about it. Because the more you can add these things, the more you will be enriched and actually accomplish the goals that you want to achieve.
Totally. And we've got a great community, Full Focus Planner community. Make sure you go check it out on Facebook. We'd love to give you, you know, all of these things, shared experiences. We want to encourage you. We want to give you support, resources, accountability, all of it. So
love it.
Definitely. We'll see you there. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on Focus on This.
This is the most productive podcast on the internet. So please share it with your friends and be sure to join the Full Focus Planner community on Facebook so you can benefit from the creativity and encouragement of people chasing big goals just like you.
We'll be here next week with another great episode. We're going to be talking about gratitude because we're officially getting into November, which is gratitude season. So we will see you then.
Until then,
stay focused.
If you're a coach, aspire to be a coach, or want to use your influence to help other people achieve the double win, then you have to listen up. We're hosting a brand new, completely free webinar called Land More Coaching Clients, Transform Lives, and Stand Out in a Crowded Market. 5 impactful lessons from a 7-figure coach. The title says it all. Come join Michael Hyatt and Marissa to learn how to help others succeed. You've already gotten incredible feedback on the impact of this content, and if you know and love the Full Focus Planner, then you're already a step ahead. To register, go to fullfocus.co/lessons. That's fullfocus.co/lessons.